Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello and welcome to the Thursday edition of The Conversation. I'm the man with the mic, Kyle. What a wonderful program today, folks. This Thursday on The Conversation, this is an amazing thing, folks. UC Berkeley actually said this, and I'm going to get into what they said about the riots and stuff, and it proves what Alex Jones has said all along with all these Ferguson riots and all these riots and stuff that's going on. Also, Reverend Daryl Scott said during a meeting between several Black leaders and President Trump some amazing things with these gang leaders and stuff and what they've actually said. And it's funny because you have a Black president. Shouldn't he be there for the Black people? Well, he wasn't, and I'll get into that. Also, I'm going to get into the National Security Advisor has officially put Iran on notice, or as liberals would call it, oh, we're going to war again. I'm going to get into that because, you know, it's going to happen. Andre Carson was actually speaking. He's an Indiana 7th District Senator. He doesn't represent me, but he's like, you know, Nancy Pelosi was caught on hot mic, like, well, tell him you're a Muslim. Tell him you're coaching him. I don't know if he really is a Muslim, but, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's like, push the Muslim crap, you know. Really? I'm going to get into that and a bunch of other stuff. So, welcome to the program that I hope you're a part of, and I hope you feel a part of, and thanks for tuning in. And Philippians 3, 13 through 14. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of each race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Jesus Christ, is calling us. Think about that as you're kind of going through the rest of your night, and hope you had a great day. It's been a pretty good day, really, really, really productive day, and I am proud to be an American, and we have an American president. Remember when Obama would be playing golf and they'd have to drag him off the golf course when someone got their, yeah, when someone got their head chopped off and hit, like, I have to get off the golf course? Are you effing kidding me? Well, I think it was yesterday that Donald Trump got on Marine One unexpectedly and ASAP, and he went to pay his respects and honor the returning remains of a U.S. Navy SEAL, Ryan Owens, who was killed during a weekend raid on an Al-Qaeda base in Yemen. He's had talks with the family and been there for the mom and dad. That's a president. Never did. Ever. I don't know what it's like to be overseas fighting for this country. I have a myopathy. I mean, if I would have tried to get into the army or something, I would have probably found out I had what I have sooner than later. But I don't know what PTSD is like. I don't know. But I can tell you, I could be there for a mother and a father, or I could talk to a returning vet and say, hey, man, welcome home. If you need someone to talk to about anything, I got an open ear. What he did just speaks volumes, because we hadn't seen that in 8 years. Oh, yeah. When Bush was president, he, okay, like in, well, with no notice, He took and went over to Iraq for Thanksgiving and headed with the troops. And it was like highly secretive. Okay, the media, you're getting on this plane. We're not telling you where we're going, what's going on. Nothing. You got like 2 hours to get your stuff and get on here if you're going. I didn't agree with everything Ronald Reagan did or Bush did or Clinton did or the second Bush, but to sit there and take Air Force One and to go visit the troops on Thanksgiving and let them know that they're thought of means the world. In a world where I believe for 8 years, a lot of people felt disconnected from the president, it's nice to have someone where they feel like he understands, or at least he tries to understand. Wow. It's just nice to have that back in this world. I'm going to get into something that I let me find here. This is I posted this on my Facebook page, and this is, I asked this question, and I'm going to read a response from somebody, because, okay. It goes like this, and I said this. Explain this to me. I will talk about this on my conversation tonight. The only people causing violence, destruction, and unruliness and discrimination are the people trying to get Trump out of the White House because they are afraid with him in there, all of the above will happen. And one of my good friends, Misty Richards, posted this, and I wanted to read her comment and take it from there. And she goes, "What I find funny is how all those people talk about Trump being disrespectful to women, how he is trying to ban foreigners when they are coming here to make a better life for themselves. But what are the rioters doing? They are being very disrespectful to their communities that they live in. The riot areas, destroying businesses that people have strived to so hard to build, creating a threatening environment. They should be getting involved with making communities stronger, respecting each other, and standing together in that way. Having a strong community is a far more powerful tool than rioting and causing distrust amongst each other, and that's shameful." And of course, you know, she's not really political, but you know, she is one to say that. And this is how I look at it. UC Berkeley actually came out and said that Breitbart's editor's speech was canceled due to rioting of they believe that most of the rioting at UC Berkeley was done by non-students, aka here's $1,000 riot. Here's a $1,500, you go riot, you know. Well, George Soros has got to do something. He spent millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars on a campaign that lost. They are. And Melissa's aunt said this, and this is I want to read this too, because this is how it is. They are funded by George Soros to disrupt everything that President Trump does. He was so sure all the cash he poured into Hillary was going to get her elected. The American people are tired of it. The Democrats can't take the loss. I say the media should stop putting them on TV. They are loving all the attention it fuels. Gets the fire hoses out, and they start spraying them down. What we should be doing. That's the problem. It's like these serial killers that they put on TV, and they're kind of seen like a sick way. It's like they're like a celebrity. Look, I raped 10 girls, so now I'm like a celebrity in a sick, twisted way. You know, these people are like, yeah, look at this. But if you watch these protesters, 90% of them are mindless idiots. And when I mean mindless idiots, I'm being serious. They're just chanting whatever anyone's saying. They have no idea what they're doing. They're just chanting whatever's, you know, hey, ho, we must go. I don't know which way to go. I mean, you could sit there and probably start chanting anything, and they'd probably start going along with it. It's crazy. But they want to disrupt Trump, because I believe Trump is seen as a end to a lot of the ways. Okay, we need to have term limits on congressmen and senators. Why haven't we had that? That should have happened a long time ago. Nancy Pelosi should have been gone a long time ago. Harry Reid should have been gone a long time ago. John McCain and Mitch McConnell, some of them, they might have been good in their day, but they've been around for like 30-some years. And Trump is like, enough's enough. I'm putting a lock on that damn cookie jar. And I said this about a year ago. It's like when the government is like going out to dinner with a group of people. Like, let's say a club, and okay, here's your $10. Here's your $10. You can get anything you want on that menu. You get $10 to spend. If you wanna get that thing, it's $12. You got to pay the extra $2. If you want to get that thing, it's $14. You got to pay the extra $4. You know, if you get water, it's free. If you get a drink, you got to pay for it. And well, hey, look, he got that $12 item and he didn't put an extra $2 because it's on one tab. They just put it on one big tab. Well, he got that $11 item. He didn't put chipping an extra buck. And before you know it, someone's getting the $22 lobster tail and they're not pitching in any extra money. And that's what's gone on with the government. Well, guess what? I know there's a bill coming to legalize marijuana, but, you know, I mean, we did give you that condo and bail, that $50 million, the private Learjet to use. So think about that, okay? There was a drug from one of these pharmaceutical companies. They made $6 billion off it. They had $2 billion in lawsuits. Well, $2 billion, I guess that's the cost of doing business. So we can sit there and pass a drug off that has major side effects, that can kill people and have major problems with it, but we'll make enough money that when we pay off the $2 billion in lawsuits, we'll still have made $4 billion. The cost of doing business. Now that's, but that's where this, I don't understand. I just don't get it. Like, I mean, I get it, but I don't get it because, like, I mean, there are some people that are joining these protests because they're like whiny little bitches, excuse my French. And they're just like, okay, well, cool, we got more people. And we're just, well, you know, I see a lot of these people that are like Ferguson. I just repeated what they said. I didn't see anything. I just said what they said. Well, the forensic evidence doesn't support what you're telling me. Well, that's what they said, and I just said what they said. I didn't see anything. I didn't, you know. They're just chanting this, so I'm just going along with it, you know. I'm just agreeing with what they're agreeing with because, you know, I'm here, and I wanted Hillary Clinton because she was going to keep a Bernie Sanders pledge to have free college and free education and free everything, and we weren't going to have any currency anymore. If you wanted a TV, you just went to Walmart and picked it out, and, you know, school would be free, food would be free, everything would be free. Free would be free. The free. Let me tell you a little secret about free. Get one of those Big Mac coupons or Egg McMuffin coupons and look at the back. Buy one, get one free. Well, 1/20th of a cent. Some of them are 1/100th of a cent, the value of it. Because they can probably make four of those for the price of one and still make a profit. There's nothing free in this world. I remember a time when I heard stories of, man, my grandfather came here with $40 and a dream to become better, to have something. They didn't come here with a dream of relying on the government. Well, now they do. What am I going to do? I'm going to have to actually pay for my student loans to go to school. I did. I had help from my mom. But I paid for most of my school. That's how this cycle works. I still remember I was in Norristown in Philly hanging out with a bunch of my friends. And we go into the Viva La Villa pizza. If you're ever in Norristown, go to Viva La Villa. I can't eat it anymore, but it is the best pie you're ever going to have in your life. They do like that, like a thick, like it's like an inch and a half thick or 2 inches thick pizza. And then they put the sauce, they put cheese and then sauce on top. And oh, so incredible. And we're in there. And I think I've told this story before. And the dad goes to the son, did you notice something on the trees when you came in? He goes, what, are the leaves coming back or something? I don't know. I didn't notice anything. You should have noticed there's no money going on. You got to earn it. I don't know where this generation comes from where kids think everything's free. They're just going to be handed it to them. When I came here, I wasn't handed anything. This bakery, this pizzeria started because I bust my ass every day. I get up every day. I work hard. I'm just like, amen. You preach it. And your name is Tony? No, my name's not Tony. Oh, so you must have not had one of those name tags that said T-O-N-Y to New York. Huh. You must be that 1%. But anyways, I mean, when you sit, I don't get where this, where did we go wrong in this world? I mean, where people just think everything's going to be handed to them on a silver platter. Oh, you mean Obamacare is not free? Well, who's paying for it? Oh, I didn't think about that one. You know, all this writing going on, Trump is seen as an end to the way of life for a lot of these career politicians. Politicians, it was not meant to be a career. It was just like, okay, you're going to serve your country. And during the session breaks and the recesses, you're going to go back home and work on the farm or whatever you did. Not now. Because, I mean, heck. If you want to invest in anything, take out a loan and run for a Senate seat. Because if you get it, there is the money. I mean, now look at all those politicians that are millionaires. And they're supposed to be public servants serving me? Hillary Clinton with a $13,000 Armani suit. I know how you guys live. Donald Trump doesn't say that. He says, you guys are struggling. I'm going to do what I can to help. I'm going to bring back jobs. And if you apply yourself and bust your butt, you can have a job and you can have income and you can do something. He's really trying to break the mold that was set on this country by Lyndon B. Johnson when he started the war on poverty. But how do you get rid of people? How do you get people off of poverty that, well, look at how much I'm making. I don't have to do anything. I can make $1,400 a month sitting on my butt. Heck, there's been a couple times where I've contemplated like disability is because of my muscle issue, but I want to work. I want to do something. You know, but when you sit there and every day you're in pain, you're fatigued and you're tired and it's not your fault. You know, it's like your mind. And I've said this on my, because I did way back in the day. I did some shows basically explaining what I have. And, you know, and I run a support group and everything and stuff like that. And it's like, imagine having a mind that says one thing and a body that says something else. Imagine being paralyzed and you, because there's a guy that used to be like a BMX, not a BMX, but used to do like motocross where they would go like do those trails on like the dirt bikes like the motorized, like the Kawasaki's, and they jump the dirt hills and stuff like that. And the one day he landed wrong and he didn't feel anything wrong. He just didn't move and found out he was paralyzed. And now he does, he's like an announcer for ESPN. And he goes, it's so hard in one respect because my mind says, get on that bike and go do those jumps and do that stuff again. But my body can't because I'm paralyzed. And that's kind of how I am. It's like your mind says, okay, let's run this 10K. Let's do this. Let's do that. But my body couldn't do it. I'd just be like, and well, I technically can, but then I probably wouldn't get out. Like my doctor said, he goes, don't be afraid to do something you really want to do, but just know that probably the next 2 days, you're not going to want to get out of bed at all. You're going to be in so much pain. And, you know, if I really want to do something, I grin and bear it and I do it, but I just know that I have to plan for 2 or 3 days afterwards to recuperate. But I want to do something. I don't know. I want to earn my money. You know, I want to sit there, and I guess I equate it to the restaurant, because a lot of restaurants I've worked in, you sign a clause in your check that, okay, you break a plate, it's $4. You pay for it. You break the blender, you fix it. If it can be proven that you actually broke it, if it's something like where it just stopped working, then okay. But if it's, you know, and you take, and when you're responsible for it, you take better care of it. Bottom line, if, you know, there are people that someone was screwing around with something, and I'm like, you realize that Robocoup is $1,500? Yeah. Even if it was $200, respect it. Where do you think money just grows on trees so we can just buy equipment every time we need it? Because you don't care and you just mistreat stuff? Really? I mean, we have a Rationale convection oven. The best, by the way. $15,000, but they're the best. I mean, they do everything. That computer that runs it, they make it. Every part of that, that way it's not like, well, okay, well, we had Mac make this and there's a glitch in the program. No, they have their own program. They develop it. Everything is 100% them. You got a problem with it? Service is outstanding. Everything's wonderful. But when you show someone that's $15,000, holy crap. Well, take care of it. Take care of it. You know, people don't get it. These kids today just think everything's free. Everything's going to be handed to them. They don't have to do anything. Who cares? Oh, it ain't my business. Let me just break a window. Let me just burn it. What the heck? I don't get it. I don't. And I guess I'm a solver, and I guess it's, and I know a big chunk of the people protesting are people that are paid, are owned by George Soros, that are doing this, and they're just trying to get the mindless idiot liberal college kids that don't know any better just to follow along and just chant whatever they're chanting. Because they've actually done, and I did this about 6 months ago, where I said, where they had like these questions, who said this, and they had like 10 things. Well, yeah, I wouldn't vote for that person. That's definitely Trump. No, that was Hillary that said all that. What? And they would take these things that these Hillary supporting liberals, and they would get these things that Hillary said, and they're like, well, I'm against that. That had to be Trump. I believe Trump would say that. Well, actually, that was Hillary that said all that. Huh? And they didn't know what to do. Because the things that they thought would have been something Trump said. You know, who is a Goldwater girl? Someone, a Goldwater person, if you don't know, you should know your history. Someone that was against the Civil Rights Act in 1964 and they wanted to resegregate America. Well, that would have been Trump. He's racist. No, actually, Hillary was a Goldwater girl. I'm proud to be it. And they show them the video and everything and they're like, wait a minute here. I mean, a lot of these college liberals, I equate them to Scientologists, where they're indoctrinated and showed one thing and don't believe anything else. Don't look into it. Don't look into the left. Don't look in. don't take this issue. Who cares? I mean, they're not taught to, okay, this is what a conservative would think about this issue. This is what a libertarian would think about this issue. And here's your idea. Which do you think is the best? They're just taught, this is, you know, don't question me. I'm your professor. This is what you believe. You know, and it's the truth. I really believe that. I wonder how many people that actually, okay, like, well, if you support global warming, have you researched it? At what point in Earth's history did the Earth not change temperatures? Because I got one girl good on this one time. She's like, well, you don't believe in global warming? I said, I saw a special where they did core sample drilling. And they said they take a pipe and they go down like very deep in the Earth's crust. And they pull it out and they see what's in the sediment layers. You know, and let's see. Well, guess what? They found that there was a bipedal animal, an animal that walked on two legs, like a humanoid type thing, creature. And they found pottery and different utensils and stuff like that at the same level as, guess what? Dinosaurs. Well, as Bill Nye the Science Guy would have you believe, and a lot of scientists would have you believe, humans or any type of creature walking on two legs was never on the planet at the same time as, you guessed it, dinosaurs. But there's smoking. I'd be in prison if that evidence came out and I was accused of raping someone. That evidence would be enough to convict me of murder, rape, or whatever. But because it says humans and dinosaurs were on the Earth at the same time or something at two legs, forget it. But they, when they did core sample drilling of the North and South Poles, they found out that at one point in their history, they were all water. Do your history. Don't be some mindless Scientologist that just goes with the flow. You may, when it's all said and done, still support liberal ideologies. But at least you've done your own research. And you said, okay, here's an issue. Here's issue A. This is what a conservative would think. This is what a liberal would think. And this is what a libertarian would think about it. You know, we have this Breitbart's editor can't even speak. Like, he can't even give his own opinion. Are you kidding me? And I guess right now he's on Tucker Carlson's show on Fox, and he's basically explaining, it's ridiculous. Guess who? A famous person came to my alma mater, my high school alma mater, Jeff High School. A famous person came to my alma mater. I almost went to see him. I don't agree with him at all. But I've never got to see somebody that's running for president, and it would have been kind of neat to have seen him. Barack Obama came to my high school and spoke at the gymnasium. But I'm not going to sit there and protest and say he can't speak. But if it was a liberal, they'd be out there, how dare he? I don't want him in my school. They'd be going ballistic. If he wants to come and speak, go ahead. Go ahead. Speak. You have that right. Liberals want you to have that right only if it's what they believe and what they support and what they, you know. If you don't agree 100% with what they believe, you shouldn't have the right to speak at all. Finally, nice to have a national security advisor say that Iran is on notice, or as liberals would call it, war. Blood-hungry conservatives at it again. No, we're not war, blood-hungry conservatives at it again. It's Iran going against the UN and testing long-range missiles and things against the resolution that they signed. And we're not going to stand for it. You know, Obama would just like let it go and not do anything about it. That's the problem. There are threats that happen all over the world to the U.S. And when the Democrats in office, they really don't do anything about it. They don't mess with it. We have a president or presidents in the past that have said, this happened, we're stepping, you know, we're just letting you know that we're not going to go to war. If you attack or you do something, yeah, we're going to have, you're going to have consequences. End of story. We're not blood hungry. We just know that, okay, if you threaten us, we're going to threaten you back. If you actually do something, you know, if some guy's walking around my property, I might question it. If he comes to my house, okay, I'm going to do something about it. You know, because someone's walking around the house and you have a liberal that doesn't do anything about it, and a conservative says, okay, well, if that guy comes into my house, he's going to meet Smith and Wesson, my two friends. Oh, he's war hungry. He's a evil guy that just wants violence. No. If a guy that has no reason to be in my house, no permission to be in my house, which means he breaks and enters into my house, I'm going to protect myself. That's what we're doing. Iran is breaking treaties and stuff that they had and resolutions they signed with this nuclear deal. And guess what? We're just letting them know that you keep doing stuff, we're going to retaliate. We're going to come back. We're not just going to, we're not Barack Obama. We're not your brother. We're not going to support you. We stand with Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu, and we're not going to let stuff happen. Call me crazy, but we finally got a president that stands with our allies and people that have been there with us. I don't want Trump in the White House. And all these other countries' prime ministers are like, well, thank God we have Trump. Thank God. Finally, we have someone that's going to respect us again as a nation. And that's not me saying it. That's not Fox News. That's the prime minister saying it. And they'll get on the news and they'll tell you straight up. I mean, someone like Benjamin Netanyahu, he could tell these liberals off 10 times over. He's not even an American, and he'd put them in their place. That's sad. What's really sad is when they're marching and stuff. This is hilarious. When they're marching and all this stuff against Trump and all this anti-immigration stuff, and you guessed it, a hot mic incident. Congressman Andre Carson from Indiana. He's an Indiana 7th District Congressional person. This was like, I think it was not last night, but the night before. And Nancy Pelosi's like, tell him you're a Muslim. Tell him you're a Muslim. Tell him you're a Muslim. Like, really? I can guarantee you, if that was a conservative, that would be on MSNBC, played 5 million times, nonstop, on repeat. It'd be like one of those, what are those pictures called where it shows like an image for like 4 seconds and repeats the image for like whatever it is, those GIFs or TIFs or whatever the heck. I don't remember. But it's like that. They'd play it over and over and over and over again. But because it's bad for liberals, they won't play it. They won't, you won't hear about it. You won't see it. Nothing. Oh, wow. Because of that comment, I want to get into something, because this makes a lot of sense. There's a lady that's amazing, and she does a whole speech on, she's a woman, and she's speaking out against Muslims, you know, about how What was it? What is it? Barack Obama said like 99% of the Muslim population is peaceful and loving and all this stuff, and it's just hilarious and it's just crazy. There's 1.6 billion Muslims in the world. Okay. It is estimated by 2070, there will be 32.3% of the population. And by like 2100, by the year 2100, Muslims will surpass Christianity 34.9% to 33.8%. Okay. 40,000 to 200,000 are fighting for ISIS. Plus, hundreds of thousands more are fighting for Hamas and Hezbollah and Al-Qaeda and all these other terrorist organizations. 39% of these Muslims believe in honor killings. Like if I was to have sex before I'm married and I'm a woman, or if I have extramarital affair and I have sex, they believe in killing her or stoning her. 53%, which is 281 million, believe in like chopping off hands or beating women. And you have these women's marches where they're like, oh, we need to support Muslims. We need to support Muslims. We need to support these poor Muslims that are coming to this country. Well, 281 million of these Muslims, 53%, believe that if you do something wrong, you should be beaten or stoned. If you go to the grocery store by yourself without your man with you, if you have an affair with someone else, if you look at someone else the wrong way, they believe you should be beaten or have your hand chopped off. 289 million, or roughly 50%, believe that women, if they do, like if they cheat or something, should be stoned. Now, does that sound like, you know, all it takes is one? I mean, for them supposedly being friendly, 289 million Muslims believe that if a woman like cheats or looks at someone the wrong way, she should be stoned, put into the ground except for her head, and they basically throw rocks at her till she dies. 281 million believe that women should be beaten. Okay, at my house, I've got a litter box. The cat poo is more seen as more highly regarded probably than a woman is in the Muslim belief system. And that's the truth. But they want you to believe it. Oh, don't worry. 99.9% of Muslims are so peaceful and loving. And these 289 million and this high percentage of people that believe in honor killings and all these things, they don't believe you're Muslim enough. There are radicals that say by this time, pretty soon, you know, the Islam faith and Muslims will, you know, Sharia law will be in every nation. You know, most of these people, the peace-loving people, believe in Sharia law and having it implemented. You know, I don't know how you can march for something and not know what it's about. I mean, seriously. I don't get it. Maybe I was brought up in a different thing where I guess I grew up in an era where if you take two dice and you, I forget, I think it's like 14. If you roll the two dice, no matter what you roll, the top two numbers and the bottom two numbers add up to be 15. No, actually add up to be 14. No matter what you roll. And there always used to be a game where I bet you $5. I'll roll the two dice. You can even roll the two dice. And I bet you I can add the top two numbers and the bottom two numbers before you can add the top two. 99% of the time in elementary school or in junior high, people will take that bet in a heartbeat. As soon as you roll dice 14, I won. I guess we were taught, we used to play so many pranks like that and do so many like magic trick type things where it's like I bet you like a dollar something and it's rigged to where you, it looks easy for you, but you can't win. And it, and we, and because of things like that, I always question everything. I'm like, well, okay, well, how can this, wait a minute, let me see here. There has to be some gimmick. There has to be a trick. I always question stuff. And that's why, like, if someone posts something, I question it, look it up to see, is it real? You know, these kids nowadays, I swear, it's like, you can say anything you want and they'll believe it. I mean, especially when you watch those late night talk shows and they walk around and ask like the most ridiculous questions. Yep, I support that. And they don't have no idea what they're supporting. I heard that there's a thing where a wrong number called, like a number will call you. And if you pick it up, if you don't know who it is, don't answer it. And all they try to do is to get you to say yes on the phone. Is this Kyle Wilkrout? And if you say yes, they will hang up on you. And guess what? They've got them saying, are you Kyle Wilkrout? And you say yes. Okay. Do you okay this bank transfer of $10,000? Kyle Wilkrout? Yes. There you go. And they're able, because of that yes, they've got you on tape saying yes, so they can sit there and they can put it to all kinds of things and take money from you, because all they have to, because they got you saying yes. So do you agree to a 10,000? Yes. Yes. And they found out that people, just by saying yes, they're like, hello, hello. Cause they hang up on them. And I guess I was brought up in an age where we used to prank each other so much that you would question. I got one of my friends to date this ugly girl in school. We got her to date for like 3 months because we used to prank each other. And then when he, I mean, she wasn't ugly, but she just wasn't like his type and she really liked him. And when we go to the, he started to wonder when he would always go to the library or something and she was there, not this other chick. I mean, just the nature of the, and like, because we always used to prank each other. And I guess being around all that kind of stuff, it got me to where I always questioned stuff. Like when you had these people, I would hope someone, when they had these people asking questions, you know, like Waterford, they'd say, what does that mean? You know, like, well, Hillary supports Sharia law. Do you want to do that? You know, sure. I think that's a great idea. I'd be like, well, what does that mean? I don't understand. I'd be like, I would sit there. If that was me, I'd just like, Sharia law, what's that mean? Can you give me the whole details? They don't question anything. Yep, I think that's great, wonderful. You know that you just said something that would basically make the Constitution null and void? I did? Oh, I don't know. I just said yes. I don't know. I don't care. Whatever. I don't know anything. I don't study my history. Why, you know, whatever. I'm just here. You know, there's tens of thousands of people. I'm just marching and chanting whatever they are. I had nothing to do, you know. I have no friends. I just start doing whatever. If they want to burn the flag or the building, I don't care, whatever. It's ridiculous. See, my wife, see what happens in this world is God, once you're perfect, he stops growing you. We're all different sizes. We're all different colors. We're all different. We all have different beliefs. My friend Misty Richards really is not that political. Doesn't really talk about it. That's great. You know, it doesn't matter what year it is or when it was. The election nights are like my Super Bowl. I love it. Not just because Trump won, because I was on cloud nine when Mitt Romney and Obama and McCain and Obama, because I'm like, okay, so let me see here. McCain, if he gets Ohio, and I'm going through all the that. Okay, well, if he has to carry, I don't think he's going to carry Michigan, but I think if he can get Wisconsin and Ohio, I think he can win. And that's just me. And we're all different. We need to be different. We have all these mindless drones that just like say whatever. I'm just going along with what they did, you know? I mean, there was a thing like I almost did this about, and I said this on the program before, it was about like 5 years ago. I think they're backed up now, but at one time there was a helium shortage. And I almost bought, because like this one big tank would have been like $200. It went up to like $600 at one time because of the panic of the shortness of it. And they found like new reserves. And I guess outside of Earth, it's not a rare element, but I'm like, let me look this up and and it's amazing how you have one person say, oh, you got like 3 years and there's no helium. And someone else says, oh, they've got like 200 years left on this Earth. And that's if they find no more. You know, do your research. Come up with your own conclusion. Don't listen to me. If you think the liberal ideology is great, look it up. And if you believe that BS, then okay. At least I can say, you know what, Melissa, you support Hillary Clinton, for example. You don't, but you've studied her, you've looked her up, and at least you've done your homework. You don't believe the email scandal, but at least you've done your research on it. You know, then I can say, well, at least I don't know what, because at least you've looked into it. You know, you're not just blindly doing this. I mean, Sarah Silverman has been saying that she is calling for a military coup against Trump. We need to get the military on our side, and we need to sit there and we need to try to militarily overthrow Trump. Really? Well, the military would have to get orders from Trump. But I need you to get the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and what I need you guys to do is overthrow me. So you need to come to the White House and throw me over. Okay, this is Donald Trump saying this, because I'm the Commander in Chief, and you listen to me, and I tell you what to do. I mean, these whiny little liberal bitches, as I call them, need to shut up. I'm tired of these millionaire politicians on the left acting like they're not rich and they know how I live. I'm tired of these Hollywood celebrities that are liberals and try to tell me what to believe, and they don't know for 2 seconds how I live. They don't know what it's like to. Okay, we're gonna have to turn the heat off, man. That's how much is that electric bill this month? Holy crap. No, they have someone that just pays their bills for them. They have, whatever. No. At least Donald Trump is honest. Yeah, I'm a billionaire. I got a successful business. I want to help you guys out. How many times has Donald Trump says he understands how we live? He's never said that I know of. He's not trying to candy coat it and say, I know how you people live with paycheck to paycheck. I wish I could say that and have a private jet and $5,000. I couldn't spend. I'm cheap. I've got a suit upstairs that a buddy gave me from Goodwill, and it's incredible. And it fits. It was free. It just didn't fit him. I'm like, I'll take it. I'm just too cheap. I made a Gibson style guitar, and I'm trying to find a case to, like, a hard case to put it in. I'm just so cheap, and I think I found one that's like $69 plus shipping, which is like another like $20 or $16. I'm like, I'm still just like on my birthday, I might go to Sam Asker Guitar Center and see if they have something. I'm just too cheap. To me, they can't cost that much, but I'm just that way. like the guitar cases. I can't believe that some of them are like $100 plus. I'm like, holy crap. But then I'm cheap. I'm just like, no, I don't want to. I don't know. I'm just like, but then it's probably something like, man, if I would have bought that, if I would have had one of these style guitars 20 years ago, I'd have probably gotten that thing for like $50. But I do my research. You know, I just don't. Okay. There's guys selling guitar straps and it's PU leather. I mean, this is plastic crap. Well, first of all, it's $9. So if you're getting a guitar strap for $9 and it says PU leather, it's not real. And PU leather is like particle board, where they take a bunch of scraps of leather, glue it together with poly, glue it together in layers with polyurethane.
And it's not particle board.
Huh?
It's not particle board.
I looked it up, and that's what they said. It's like particle board, where you're taking and you're putting a bunch of like ground up scraps of leather together, layered with like polyurethane in it. Because I looked it up online to see what it was. Because I didn't know if it was like pleather, where it's not leather at all, or does it have any leather in it? And that's what they told me. That's what the three websites I looked at said.
Okay.
Oh, and the pleather? No. Well, then I'm thinking of the fake leather, the stuff that's not, there's no leather, for like the vegans wear, like the belts that, you know, that's what I think of when I think of pleather. But anyway, but do the research. Okay, $9 for a guitar strap and you're going to complain. And did you look up what PU leather means? You know, did you do, because people don't do the research. And I guess that's what frustrates me when because I try to do that. I do my research. I don't just, okay, well, because what I found out too, a lot of things now, what they're doing is, okay, like they may have a product, they may have a company that makes a bunch of these like glasses, and they're $4 glasses. But if you, and what they're doing is the factory, you can buy them direct from the factory for like $5. If you don't get them directly from the factory, they get shipped to Gucci, who puts a Gucci sticker on there, and then they charge $100 for the thing. And because I've heard that with ukuleles, they do that a lot. There's companies that this company makes like ukuleles for like 6 different companies, and they just ship the ukulele that's already made out to this company, and they set it up and they put the decals on it. And you can get it, you can get a ukulele for $36, or you can wait until it gets a decal on it from this company, and then they charge $150 for it. But it's the exact same thing if you do your research. And people don't do that. They just, oh, they're marching, they're protesting, I'm just going to join them. I don't know what it stands for. So let me get this straight. You're protesting that there's a Muslim ban here, and okay, you realize that the women are disrespected and mistreated. Do you realize that most Muslims want to have Sharia law, which means you would be like the lowest scum of earth? There'd be no bacon. There'd be no music, no alcohol. Oh, but whatever. I mean, that's what I don't get. And for some reason, I don't know, I'm going to look this up because I'm a foodie. I don't need it, but for some reason, I think it's either 52 or 57. We're at like we have the lowest bacon reserves in this country since like either 57 or 52, 1957 or 1952. We've never had this low of a reserve of bacon for some reason. And I think it's probably a combination of people still eat meat, but they eat a lot. You know, there's not as many people that have like one leaf of lettuce and like 30 strips of bacon. But then you have all these like bacon clubs where every month you get 20 pounds of delicious bacon from all different companies. And, you know, so I don't know. Just do your homework, folks. That's what I guess needs to happen in this country. We need to get people to learn their history and wake up and think for themselves. Just because a million people are marching this way and one person's marching that way doesn't make that one person wrong and those million people right. So I'm going to quick move on to some English Premier League, folks, and it's just crazy. Mourinho's pissed, and rightly so. Okay, when you have two top teams like Chelsea and Liverpool to draw and get 1 point apiece, Manchester United playing Hull City has the opportunity to get the game to get 2 points, move up 2 points. They drew and they got 1 point apiece. And if they would have scored, they could have gotten 3 points total. But it was one of these games where they were basically, okay, they had like a dominance of like 65% to 68% possession of the ball. They hit the target a lot, but they're not scoring. I mean, and it was a game that it should have been like a 3-1 or a 2-0. It should have been that type of game. And they just couldn't get anything done. And finally, when two top teams draw and get 1 point, we can finally move up the ladder some. But Man City won, so we're kind of back to square one. You know, because if we would have won and Man City won, it'd have been 44-46 in sixth and fifth. But it's just, breaks aren't going our way. I don't know. They're having more shots on goal than almost any team, but they're not getting results. They're not getting it past the goalie. And I don't know what they can do. I mean, they got everything there. They just got to figure out a way to make it work. And like I said before, they need to have like one big apartment and they all live in the dang thing and they got to learn how to take a bath and shower and all that stuff together. Something. They got to learn to work together. Because I don't know. It just seems like everything goes right, but they can't get a score. They can't get a result. And that was like, yes, we're going to get 3 points. Liverpool and Chelsea drew. This is perfect. No, crap. But then I guess at the same time, it's kind of exciting because it's not, you don't know what's ever going to happen. It's not like back in the day where, okay, you know, they're going to win guaranteed. It's just, it's not if they win, but by how much. Now it's, but I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And I hope you just don't sit passively, be active. Don't be a mindless drone. See what's going on. Get educated. Don't just sit there and be like those mindless Democrats that are just chanting whatever they want to because, hey, I'm just saying what he's saying, so I don't. That's, oh, wow. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in wherever you are. And with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually prize our fortunes and our sacred honors. Until next time, let's keep the Constitution alive. Till next Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.